Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks so much, Mark. This is the 2010 Path to the Draft, sponsored by Fox Sports Houston. Drew Doherty here in Indianapolis at the Combine with the great Gil Brandt. You're a draft expert, a draft guru. You're with NFL.com. You helped build those Dallas Cowboys dynasties in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And Mr. Brandt, thanks all for joining us. Well, first of all, what are some of the strengths of this 2010 draft?
I think probably the biggest strength is the defensive line. I think that there is an outstanding group of defensive linemen in this draft. You know, when you talk about Sue and when you talk about McCoy, who have a possibility of being the first and second or second and third player picked in a draft, you know, I don't know, going back and looking to see when the last time was that that happened. As I said, I'm sure it was some time ago. But what more than anything is that you got depth in this draft, so that the player that you get on the sixth round, as an example, may never turn out to be an all-pro player, but he's a player that'll be a starter on your football team and help you win football games, is what it is. And the other thing is that I think that it's amazing the size of these guys. I mean, it just seems like we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger players every year. I think the smallest defensive lineman we had was like 6'2 and 5'8", 305 pounds, a guy named Brooks from James Madison. Arm length, we had two offensive tackles that had 36-inch arms. It's just, you know, it's just unheard of, is what it is. So, to me, that's the whole story about this draft.
The Texans will pick 20th in this draft after losing the coin flip. Right. And you talk about McCoy and Sue. They won't be there at that point. And if the Texans do stay there at 20, defensive tackle-wise, there's a group that includes Terrence Cody, Dan Williams from Tennessee, the guy from UCLA. Out of that crew, who stands above the rest?
Well, the way I've got them rated, and I'm not sure it's right, is that I have Williams first. And it's a very close call between he and the UCLA player. And then Cody, if you knew he was going to keep his weight down, you know, he was 370 at the Super Bowl or at the Senior Bowl. I just don't think that a player can play at that weight and play effectively, especially when you're a lineman and you have to try to rush the passer. But I think all three of those are good football players.
For argument's sake, let's say you and Rick Smith swap titles, and you're picking for the Texans. Who are you going to select if you're there still at 20?
Well, first of all, I don't think I could do as good a job as Rick, because he's done a marvelous job. You know, last year the corner from New Mexico and who played very well were very good football players. But you know, on their team, I would probably look at a defensive player. I think you do have a lot of good offensive players, and I think that the defensive player would probably help you the most.
I hear you. You mentioned Glover Quinn. He was one of your sleepers last year. You got anybody that's a sleeper this year that you can let us in on? Just us, huh?
I got a lot of sleepers, but most of them are still sleeping. You know, you'll know a little bit better after all this is over. After you can see these guys just a little bit, you'll have a much better idea.
Gil Brandt, we appreciate your time. We thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for having me.